This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien.
Baby boomers, we rocked the world as teenagers, tried to bring down the old establishment, and now we are suing the new establishment for trying to retire us before we're ready. IBM is now facing a class action lawsuit by employees claiming age discrimination. Let's consult on this with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems and Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. So the allegation here, Rob, is that IBM systematically started firing people over age 40 simply based on their age. What kind of evidence do you have to present to prove a case like that?
Well, it's not necessarily about percentages. I mean, you could prove age discrimination, or at least, you know, allege it and shift the burden to the employer with even, you know, one person who believes that she was discriminated against on the basis of age. And what that one employee would need to show is that she's 40 years of age or older, that her employer took an adverse employment action against her, i.e., you know, terminated her, that she was qualified for the position she was terminated from, and was ultimately replaced by another employee significantly younger. That supports an inference of discrimination. Then the burden of production or proof shifts to the employer, who has to articulate a legitimate, non-discriminatory reason for the employment action. So even one person can bring such a claim. Here, back in March, a report came out by a nonprofit called ProPublica, which claims that in the past 5 years alone, quoting them, IBM has eliminated more than 20,000 American employees ages 40 and over, or about 60% of its estimated total U.S. job cuts in those years. So they're saying over the last 5 years, 20,000 people terminated were over the age of 40, constituting 60% of its total job cuts. That's you know, the kind of evidence that plaintiffs would bring in a lawsuit.
So the statistics would be sufficient. What about this memo that came out where apparently one of IBM's consulting divisions issued a paper that referred to workers in the baby boom generation as, quote, gray hairs and old heads, and said successor generations are generally much more innovative and receptive to technology than baby boomers are?
There is an exception under the Age Discrimination and Employment Act for, you know, where you can terminate someone who's over a certain age if there's a bona fide occupational qualification that they lack. In the IBM case, that is their rationale. They said in a release, quote, changes in our workforce are about skills, not age. Okay, but wait a minute. If you define the skills in a way that has a disparate impact on older people, does that violate this federal law? And more than that, is it just fundamentally unfair or not?
Well, in the computer industry, for example, I know some people who are older and understand the older computer languages like Fortran and COBOL, right? Well, these days, those languages aren't used anymore. So wouldn't it be proper for a company to say, look, you know, we're using Python and C++, right, and you haven't got those skills. And yes, you're also old, but that's not the reason we're firing you.
Right. On the other hand, what about retraining the person, at least giving them the opportunity to learn new languages, providing the training so they can upskill into that?
Now, position. Do you have to do that? Is that an obligation under the law that if the employee is open to it, you have to provide retraining?
I don't think it's strictly required, but if you engage in a pattern or practice where it looks like you're deliberately denying people training opportunities so they can upskill, learn the new languages in the case of a computer company, you know, maybe it would be the basis for arguing, you know, that they could, especially if, you know, you're offering ongoing training for younger people that you don't offer to the older ones. It's been recognized for a long time that we shouldn't discriminate against anybody based on characteristics that are sometimes called immutable characteristics, race, age, gender, sexual orientation, et cetera. And I think it's really important because I think there can be implicit bias against people based on their age, just as it can be based on, you know, race, for example.
Let me ask you this. Is it fair for baby boomers to keep hanging on past retirement age when there's a new generation that might want their jobs and would be, let's face it, cheaper for the employer?
That raises a really interesting and important question. And, you know, in law firms, among law firms, we hear discussions about it because we see partners working longer. But it does put limits on upward mobility, which can appear to be unfair to people who are younger because those positions just aren't opening up the way they used to. Apparently, IBM has decided the way they're going to make themselves look younger and more like a Silicon Valley firm, like a new firm, in other words, is to disproportionately lay off people who are older. But that you still, you know, they can't get entirely around the fact that 60% of the people have been laid off the last 5 years, if this ProPublica story is accurate, that 60% are over the age of 40.
Well, I can see why IBM would want to look more like a Silicon Valley firm. And let's face it, baby boomers like me just don't look that good in jeans and a T-shirt.
Hey, you said it. But it is true. I know from talking to younger people, they do like joining firms that are full of young, energetic fellow millennials. And I guess it's normal that people like to be around folks like themselves.
Nobody wants to work next to their parents.
That's it. Exactly. You put your finger on it.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems and Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Dave.